Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 73 on the laws of the Beis HaMikdash. My apologies for not streaming this class live when I was supposed to. Let's just say today was an impossible day, and unforeseen circumstances prevented me, and I know it's late at night, but we still have a commitment. We have to learn about this each day of the 3 weeks. So here we are, Honor Guard. Today we are going to begin the eighth and the final chapter of Hilchot Beit HaBechira. And before we begin to study, I want to dedicate the holy energy that is created by virtue of Torah study, especially this kind of Torah study at this unique time of the year, to a young lady who's fighting for her life. Her name is Chinka Miriam Baschana. Hashem should grant her a miraculous recovery. And Hashem should grant her long and happy years in Eretz Hashem. Amen. So the eighth chapter of Hilchos Beis HaBechira opens with a mitzvah, a positive mitzvah in the Torah. Perek Shmini opens with the words, Shmirat HaMikdash, the guard duty for the Mikdash, for the sanctuary, Mitzvat Aseh. It's a biblical, positive mitzvah. Now, the question, of course, becomes, what is this guard duty about? Were those guards, for example, armed? Were they trained? Who were they trying to prevent from coming into the Beis HaMikdash? So the Rambam feels it's important in this halachic description of the fulfillment of the mitzvah to tell you, Ve'af al pi she'ein shom pachad mi'oivim. It is not that the Beit HaMikdash or its administration was worried about enemies. Or v'lo milistim, they weren't concerned with being robbed. She'ein shmirato ela kavod lo. This honor, this guard is an honor guard, not an actual guard to keep the Beit HaMikdash safe. Now, you could ask the question, and many do. what do you mean there's nothing to be afraid of? There was a lot of gold and silver in the Beis HaMikdash, a lot of valuable things. Are we to imagine that Hashem miraculously would shield the Beit HaMikdash until he decided not to when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? So the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher, one of the great Rishonim, in his commentary on Masechet Tamid, which opens with the mitzvah and the details of the guarding of the Beis HaMikdash, says a very interesting thing. He says that the Beis HaMikdash's guard, Eine Mishum Chishuv Gneva, it wasn't because they were concerned of being robbed, the Ein Aniyut B'Makom Ashirut. There is no, if you will, penny pinching or worry about loss of money in a place where we're awash with luxury. The Beis HaMikdash had to be the most beautiful place, and we couldn't worry about things being lost. Nothing was mended in the Beis HaMikdash. If it was broken, it'd be discarded. Everything was first class. That's the way we serve Hashem. And he says, if so, we weren't afraid of anything. If somebody would be foolish enough to steal something from the Beis HaMikdash, he'd have to deal with God. We wouldn't worry about it. Kind of interesting. We're not concerned. That's the way the Rosh understands this concept. Now, the Kesef Mishnah points out that this idea of the honor guard is found in the Sifri Zuta, the minor Sifri in Parshas Korach. And that's where we get this idea that as the Rambam will continue to speak about this guard duty, he says, Eine Doma, and this is a quote from the Sifri Zuta, you cannot compare Paltarin Sheyesh Olav Shomrim, a palace that has guards, an honor guard attached to it, lepaltarin She'ein olav shomrim. You can't compare it to a palace that has no honor guard attached to it. Now, typically, when do people guard things if they're worried about theft? At night, of course, right? So you'd think that this guard is there all the time because it's an honor guard, which is what's so surprising when the Rambam continues in Halacha Beis, and he says, Vishmira zo, this guard, this duty, mitzvata kol halayla. The mitzvah, the mandate, is only at night. And that seems to be a little bit oxymoronic. On one hand, we're talking about this honor guard that's only there to grace the Beis HaMikdash with a presidential kind of aura. This is perhaps similar to, you know, Buckingham Palace has these guards with ridiculous tall fur hats. I mean, they are armed, but they're using like 18th century muskets. And I have a sneaking suspicion that there really is guards outside Buckingham Palace, but it's not that honor guard you see there. So that honor guard maybe was once providing safety and security for the British monarchy, but in all likelihood, the chances are that today it's but ceremonial. And there probably is a modern fighting force whose job is to protect the British royals. Certainly, if this is about honor, then it should be something which is continuous. It's very hard to understand why the Rambam makes this point of saying, we're not afraid of enemies, we're not afraid of theft, break-ins are not on the horizon for us or on the radar. It's about honor. Paltadin, a palace that has this kind of honor guard attached to it, is on a different level. And yet, you only guard at night. Truth be told, this is a very rich subject with a lot of wonderful commentary from a wide range of sages across the centuries. I'm going to try to synopsize just the brief point in sharing with you the Rambam's opinion. The Teferes Yisrael, in his commentary on the Mishnah, quotes the Rambam's final chapter of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, and he says, it seems to me, he says, because the Rambam emphasizes only at night, that this is mishum de biyom ein tzarech sheyishmeru l'siman kavod. The day hours doesn't require an honor guard, some kind of dignified duty in which we pay homage to the Beis HaMikdash by demonstrating that, hey, this is a really important place and there's always guards standing by. So the Teferes Yisrael says, because when we have the halicha of Kohanim all day long, ba'avodatam, ana ve'ana, Beis HaMikdash was a busy place and Kohanim were coming hither and thither constantly. So as such, kavod omer kulo, it broadcasts a message of honor by virtue of the fact that Kohanim are running around there and they're busy. Avo balayla, he says, she'ein bo avoda, at night there is no service. There are no offerings in the Beis HaMikdash. Verov ha-Kohanim ha-Ovdim, most of the Kohanim who serve in the Beit HaMikdash during the day are sleeping at night. Tzarech laharot, kavod, v'gdula, lahabayit ha-kadosh. So we have a responsibility to show honor and dignity, glory, you know, grace it with a presidential kind of prominence. And that happens, al-yadei ha-mishmarot, she-shomrot, those who are watching all night long until the morning comes and the gates are open. The Teferes Yisrael's words are a little hard to understand. The Kohanim who are busy doing what they must do are not there to provide any guard duty. In fact, they're too busy doing what they have to do. They're not guarding at all. But the Teferes Yisrael is struggling to explain why it is that it's only at night that this mitzvah must be fulfilled. In the Pirush HaRosh on Mesechet Tomid, which you mentioned earlier, he adds a fascinating vignette. Maybe even like a small sentence that can illuminate the situation for us. He says, Shimur zeh Eino mishum chishuv gneiva. It's not because we're worried about theft, as we mentioned, but rather it's because of kavod hamigdash. And then he says, shelo yasichu da'ato mimenu. So that we won't stop being mindful. In other words, he says, this is about honor and mindfulness. What could this possibly mean? Well, in Lakuta Sikhas, Cheluk Yud Gimel, there's a phenomenal rumination that covers a wide range of things that I can't possibly do justice to in the next couple of minutes. And this is supposed to be relatively short episodes, learning Hilchos Beis HaBechira. I'd like to share with you the point that the Rebbe makes, or at least a point that the Rebbe makes in the Sikha, because it brings together the commentary of the Tiferes Yisrael, the words of the Rosh, and really presents a stunning view of the Rambam's opinion. The Rebbe says, the idea of Hesach Hadas, which means literally forgetfulness or lack of mindfulness, is a principle we find about a variety of things in Jewish law and ritual. For example, when a person wears tefillin, when a man is wearing the phylacteries, the black boxes, the one that goes on the left arm against the heart, if you're right-handed, and on your head, just between your eyes, where your mind is once soft. So this represents the presence of Hashem that's bound on our heart, near our heart and our minds, representing the subjugation of our heart and mind to God and our mindfulness of the Exodus, the miracles, and God's constant involvement with our world. When we're wearing the tefillin, these are sacred artifacts, maybe second only to a Sefer Torah itself, we're supposed to be mindful. We're not supposed to forget that we're wearing tefillin. In antiquity, people would wear tefillin for the vast majority of the day. In modern times, we usually wear tefillin for the morning prayers, perhaps for a little bit of study afterwards, and that's all. Why? Simple. You need to have focus. You need to be mindful. Hesach Hadas isn't a good thing when you're wearing tefillin. In fact, it's considered to be an act of profound disrespect when your mind wanders and you're wearing holiness or holy artifacts on your person. So Hesach Hadas represents a sense of awareness. You're engaged, you're involved, you understand, you appreciate. Something special is happening right now. The Rebbe explains that the Beis HaMikdash was a place that required our mindfulness. That's the way we show it respect. Not a place that's neglected or forgotten, a place that we're always focused on. Sometimes the idea of Hesach Hadas can be understood in Jewish ritual as a way to prevent things from going wrong. For example, when you're dealing with matters of the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to forget what you're doing because things might become defiled or impure. Sometimes the idea of Kavanah, of focus on the performance of a mitzvah, is necessary because you actually need to do this in a mindful fashion. The Rebbe suggests that here we refer to a different kind of Hesach Hadas. The Hesach Hadas here is, as the Rambam put it, this is not about fear. It's not about enemies, the bad people, or thieves. Shmirato is kavod lo. It's about honor, homage to the Beis HaMikdash. The Rebbe says, so what mindfulness are we supposed to try and achieve? And in his words, and this is an edited talk, Zemoire al Remimus Vegadlos Abayas. This is the kind of mindfulness that shows or indicates the glory and the unique, exalted nature of the Beis HaMikdash. Namely, it's never neglected, it's never forgotten. Tamid Yeshnom Anoshim Sevivo. There are always people hovering around. We never forget about the Beis HaMikdash. We never neglect the Beis HaMikdash, even for a moment. And he says that would be the meaning of the Tiferes Yisrael's words. He says during the day you don't need to be mindful of the Beis HaMikdash because the Kohanim working over there represent that mindfulness. This is precisely what the Rosh is talking about when he says that this is Kavod HaMikdash. What is the Kavod? What is the honor of the Mikdash? Shelo yasichu da'ato mimenu. We shouldn't stop thinking about it. We shouldn't come into a position of mindlessness or forgetfulness, neglect for the Holy Mikdash, Hashem's chosen home. The Rebbe says this is actually a part of the importance of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash itself. And that's why the Rambam includes it in the laws of Beit HaBechira, the laws that describe the building, the compound, the structure, the location of Hashem's chosen home, rather than the halachot that describe the obligations of the Kohanim towards the Beis HaMikdash. We need these guards or honor guard all night because biyom hayu hakohanim ovdim avodatam beBeit HaMikdash. During the day you had Kohanim who were doing their thing, constantly involved in their work in the Beis HaMikdash. And that begins early in the morning. Already, as day was breaking, Kohanim were busy in the Beis HaMikdash doing the avodah, their sacred duty and responsibility. Upshita, the Rebbe says, it is abundantly obvious, elementary, that Kohanim ba'avodatam, that Kohanim doing their sacred duty, hareze heipe chesach adas, that's the opposite of forgetfulness. They're involved, they're engaged with it. Avod balayla, at night, where you don't have the avod in the Beis HaMikdash, that's where the Torah commanded us, b'shmirat HaMikdash, shalo yasichu da'aton. You know, I was thinking an example of this in our modern day and age is when the Ark is open. Say during the high holidays, the Ark is open at various intervals in the service. You'll notice the Minhag Yisrael Torah is that when the Ark is open, whoever it was sent to open the Ark remains with the Ark. You don't walk away from an open Ark. That's not respectful. When the Torah is taken out, you don't leave the Torah open, if you will, on the reading table. There's always gabayim standing on either side. There's always people that are involved or showing that the Torah is not forgotten. In fact, when the Torah isn't being used, we have to cover the Torah. Why? Out of honor and respect. Another way to understand this is that when you have really prominent people, you know, presidents and prime ministers, they'll never come somewhere alone. They'll always have a retinue. They'll always have people there with them. Not because those people are going to protect them from a would-be assassin. For this, you have a secret service. In Canada, CSIS provides cover and protects the prime minister. But the prime minister will never walk in alone because, as a representative of the country, it's not appropriate. So it's really an honor guard to give a sense of dignity. Now, for example, when a president or prime minister is actually delivering an address or doing what he does or what she does as president or prime minister, you won't have their honor guard standing next to them because they're doing what they're supposed to do, and the audience provides that sense of awe or presidential respect. It's precisely when they're not engaged in that kind of position that they shouldn't be alone. This is how we view the Shmirah, the honor guard at the Beis HaMikdash. Not to protect the Beis HaMikdash, but to ensure that the Beis HaMikdash is never a place we neglect or forget about. There's much been written about Shmirat HaMikdash in today's day and age. Are we required to have people guarding the Temple Mount? The Avnei Nezer has a long rumination about this. And ultimately, he comes to a conclusion that it was the structure of the Beis HaMikdash that needed to have the honor guard. When there's no structure, physically and materially, we don't have to have the honor guard. However, you may well remember that episodes ago, when we introduced the concept of awe for the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam makes a point of emphasizing we don't have awe for a building, we have awe for the Shekhinah, for the presence of Hashem that's there. This was just a chapter ago, where we talked about in the beginning of the seventh chapter, Mitzvah Saseh L'Yira Min HaMikdash. And we talked about Lo Min HaMikdash Atayare, you're not in awe of a building, Ela Mimi Shetziva Al Yirasei, from He who has instructed us to have awe. In other words, the Shekhinah. That is to say, in today's day and age, we believe the Shekhinah is still at the Har HaBayit. We continue to face the Temple Mount when we pray thrice daily, when we get married, when we memorialize our dead, and a host of other important things that we do as Jewish people, always in the direction of the Beit HaMikdash and the Holy of Holies, because the Shekhinah remains there. If so, the Rebbe reasoned, we really should have guards, certainly at important times during the year. The Rebbe came to the conclusion that the reason we don't have guards there is because in today's day and age, it would be risking one's life, unfortunately. A guard like that would have to be armed. And once we're talking about an armed guard, we're no longer talking about the honor guard of Kohanim and Leviim, who are standing there simply to show reverence and awe to the Beis HaMikdash. May Hashem help us that we should merit b'mheira u'b'yameinu speedily, and in our time, the restoration of the third Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash that will be there for eternity. May we merit to see the honor guard rise again, and may we, the Jewish people, never neglect the Beis HaMikdash. And on that note, the Rebbe once pointed out that when we study about the Beis HaMikdash, on some proverbial level, we're actually doing this mitzvah. Because rather than neglect the Beis HaMikdash, we continue to focus upon it. We focus on the Shekhinah. We learn about the structure as we yearn for the return of Hashem's Shekhinah amongst us in its rightful place, Hashem's chosen home. I'm just going to take a moment to see. There seems to be a lot of action here. How many layers of guard Skippy wants to know? Zalman, we're going to talk about that later on. Three of them are Kohanim and 21 places are Levites. Interestingly, the Rebbe once pointed out that the number 3 reminds us of the 3 weeks, and 21, the 21 days that comprise those 3 weeks. And this is the time in which we are expressing and engaging in mindfulness, which is like Shmiras HaMikdash. Zalman's writing lots of things here. Let's see if there's a question. All right. I don't see any questions to respond to, but if there are, please send them to me and I will try to respond to the best of my ability in our next class. Thank you very much for joining this evening. I apologize for its late delivery, and I look forward in Mirtz Hashem not only to continuing to learn about the Beis HaMikdash, but together to meet in the third and eternal version, b'mheira ubi amenu. Speedily, and in our days, amen. Have a beautiful evening.